Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2311 and it was recorded on Thursday the 13th of February 2025. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and I am joined again by Paul Henderson. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news, and two features which will be read by Sam Elmhurst. Also, keep listening at the end of this edition of Chatterbox for the latest edition of Chatterround, in which we will hear about Will Kemp's 9 days wander, sounds intriguing, and an adopted dog called Minty. The leader of Norwich City Council talks to Mark and, amongst other stories, Paul goes singing in the rain. So keep listening. We send a warm welcome to a new listener this week. Hello and welcome, Mr. John Baldry from Filby. We hope you enjoy the programme.
Hello, everyone. We begin our first batch of news items from the Norwich Evening News with the council cancelling a D-Day exhibition and finishing with one about a possible boycott of garden brown bins. Plans to display a 260-foot knitted D-Day tribute at the Millennium Library because of fears too many people will visit. The exhibit, made entirely from yarn, was created to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the operation and was to go on show in the American Library. But the organiser, Tansy Forster, says that the display has been suddenly cancelled by Norfolk County Council over concerns that the number of people coming to see it will cause safety issues. Called The Longest Yarn, it was originally to stay in the City Centre Library until March the 3rd before moving to Peterborough and then to the United States. We were cancelled with very little notice due to health and safety concerns, with the amount of interest being shown, said Tansy, who lives in Normandy. To move us involves careful planning and an 18-ton side curtain truck with our boxes on pallets, loads of volunteers at both ends. New venues take a huge amount of energy, planning and marketing. Personally, I was really looking forward to revisiting Norwich, one of my favourite cities, and we are very sorry to let people down who had made travel arrangements to come to see us. It is now extending its stay at St. McCartan's Cathedral in Enniskillen, Northern Ireland.
A fundraising campaign has been launched for a dog who was reunited with her family after being stolen more than 7 years ago. Daisy the Labrador was taken from the old Buckingham home of Philip and Rita Potter in November 2017. An eyewitness at the time described seeing a man run up the drive before picking up Daisy and putting her in the back of a silver pickup truck. She was discovered by RSPCA Inspector Kim Walters during routine investigations in Weston-super-Mare on February the 2nd, when she saw Daisy and was concerned about her condition. Although Daisy is now home, she still needs some medical care and a GoFundMe page has been set up to help Philip and Rita cover the cost of the treatment. The page has amassed £2,525 so far, with donations of up to £100 coming in. A social media post detailed how it is believed that Daisy was used for breeding while she was away and now has some cysts. The fundraising page says that Daisy is in need of some operations to make her comfortable.
A city primary school has been lauded in Parliament for its recent success. Mile Cross Primary School on the outskirts of Norwich was given glowing praise in its recent Ofsted inspection. The watchdog said it gives pupils every opportunity to shine and continues to provide outstanding education. Its success was brought up in the Houses of Commons this week by Norwich North MP Alice MacDonald, who described it as a shining beacon of what a local school can provide. During a parliamentary debate on school accountability, she said, "How can we ensure that lessons in good practice are shared from primary schools such as Mile Cross, not just across the county, but across the country?" In response, Minister for School Standards, Catherine McKinnell, said the Norfolk MP was right to celebrate the good work being done at the school. She said, "We recognise that many schools are working tirelessly, day in, day out, to deliver excellent outcomes for their children." Miss MacDonald is right to highlight the many examples in her area and to look forward to schools working across the system to drive improvement across the board.
A social media guru from Norwich has expressed his pride after he was named Rising Star of the Year at the UK Business Awards. Chris Reeve of Reeve Social Media started the business during the pandemic in September 2020 and was also a finalist in the Best Business Consultancy for Marketing Award. Less than 5 years later, and Chris has now seen success on a national scale. "Prior to setting up the company, I'd been made redundant. You've got to be a bit insane to set up a business in a pandemic. However, people were making the move more towards social media at this time, so it kind of skyrocketed. The business aims to help both local and national companies in growing their reach on social media. Mr. Reeve, better known to Canaries fans as one of the creators of Talk Norwich City, says that he feels passionately about helping local businesses with their social media outreach. The competition saw Chris's social media agency pitted against a number of competitors across the country.
City Hall's revamp of a Norwich landmark is now set to cost double the original price tag as bills approach £8 million. St Andrew's and Blackfriars Halls closed a year ago for refurbishment, with essential structural repairs as well as equipment upgrades and improvements to the cafe. The project has hit several hurdles, including the discovery of significant structural issues in St Andrew's Hall, which required an extra £2.85 million to cover repairs. The latest issues emerged after a structural survey of the Blackfriars Hall roof found evidence of decay. The Labour-run cabinet at Norwich City Council has agreed to spend an extra £920,000 for repairs to the halls. City Hall has decided to spend a smaller sum on improvements to extend the lifespan of the roof by another two decades, rather than fully re-roofing the landmark, which would cost around £2.5 million.
The seeds of rebellion are growing across Norfolk as gardeners plan to boycott brown bins due to increasing collection fees. Broadland Council and South Norfolk Council are proposing hikes to their garden waste collection service, which is paid for through a subscription fee. The cost of brown bin collections is set to rise to £70 per year due to higher fuel prices and the cost of purchasing new vehicles. However, the plans have been met with backlash from gardeners who have pledged to stop paying for the service due to exponential charges. Grant Nurden, a Conservative councillor in Broadland, said, "I have a number of residents who have come to me and said they're going to stop paying for the service because of the increases. It's just becoming exponentially too big." Despite these concerns, council officers stress the charges are calculated to cover the cost of the service and not to make a profit.